Here we go again, America, your main man, T.O. Hardiman, T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman, coming to you all again with episode number 4, a true violence interrupted story in regards to how we stop killings on the front end. This episode is titled, Watch What You Say, Because It Just Might Cost You One Day. And in this situation, it may have cost a young man his life. So this is a kind of complicated story, but I plan to tell the story the best that I can tell this particular story. So what happened, a young lady called me. She lived on the west side of Chicago, but she was in a relationship with two guys. So one of the guys was just a working class guy. The other guy was an OG. He had just served 20 years for murder. But the OG was already married to another lady. He had 3 kids, and his mother lived with him. His wife lived with him, and his grandmother lived with him. And the other guy was just a working class guy that would come see the girl every now and then. So one day, the working class guy, he became very angry at his girl for dealing with the other guy, so he disrespected the OG, calling him out his name to the lady, not in front of the OG's face, but he was talking about the guy was a B and all kinds of crazy stuff, just disrespecting the guy. So one day his girl got mad at him and told the OG what he had said about the OG. All right, if it makes sense to you all, America and the world, okay? So once she cussed out the other guy and told him she's going to tell this guy. So once she told the OG, next thing you know, he done drove his car in front of the house and he's blowing his horn. He has a .45 revolver in his lap and he wants to kill the guy. So I received a call. I rush over to the scene. I knew the OG a little bit. I know the guy that was in the house as well and the young lady. So I talked to the OG for a minute. I got in his car. I said, my brother, you know, I'm not here to preach to you. Only thing I'm going to tell you is that you have a wife at home and your grandmother's at your house. She's sick. You have 3 kids and you want to kill a guy and both of you guys are in a relationship with the same lady. It doesn't make no sense to me. That's a lot of pillow talk anyway. What he said, as long as he didn't say it to you, you should let it go. And the OG told me, look, man, I appreciate what you're talking about, man, but something has got to give. I'm getting tired of this guy talking about me. I said, all right, let me do this here, bro. Let me go in the house and talk to the guy. So I ring the bell, go in the house, talk to the guy. She opened the door, whatever. This guy in the house shaking like this. I kid you not, shaking just like this. I say, my man, what's wrong with you? He say, look, man, I need somebody to talk to that fool out there because I know he'll kill me, bro, but I didn't mean to say what I said. 1,000 apologies. So I say, okay, well, look here. Are you man enough to go out there and apologize to him? The guy said, no, he was shaking a little more then. I say, look, I'm not saying this to be comical. I'm just telling you all the truth. These are true stories. So I step back outside to talk to the OG. I say, my man, you know, you don't have to do anything to this guy because he's in there shaking like a leaf on a tree in the wintertime here in Chicago. And you know, Chicago's the windy city, so the man is in bad shape already. You don't have to hit him. You don't have to shoot him or anything. The OG told me, say, look, man, I hear what you're saying, but I need to see that guy so I can see it for myself. I say, man, the man's not going to come outside. So why don't you take a ride with me? Let's go to your house. You put your gun up, brother. Just go put your gun up. Do that for me. So he agreed. So we rode to his house. He put his gun up and came back out. And we rode back over there to the lady's house and we sat out front for a minute. I said, let me go in and talk to him again. Maybe he's kind of calmed down a little bit and I can go in and see if he would come outside and talk to you. All right. And so I went back into the house and talked to the girl and the guy. And when I got in the house, I kid you not, everybody, the guy was shaking more. He was, what happened? I say, look here, this is what happened, bro. You lucky because God allowed me to talk to this guy and talk him down. So we took the gun home, but he still wants to talk to you, brother, man to man. And my man said, please, please, man, I'm not in no type of shape to see the guy right now. So I had to go back outside and tell my man, look here, I need you to do me a favor, big man. You know, you took your gun home. I appreciate it. But there's no need to fight or try to shoot or fight this guy. He's already been defeated. I don't think the girl wants to be with him anymore either because the way he was looking in there, it just didn't look right. And she didn't like what she was looking at as far as him, breaking down like he broke down. So you already defeated that guy, bro. So why don't you let this one go? Do it for me and think on a higher level because the reality is that you're married. You have a family to take care of, bro. Think on a higher level. That's what I told the brother. And I'm talking this way because I had to talk to him. I had to be straight up with him. I had to kind of join his world and then bring him into my world. And the way I'm talking now is not the way I was really talking to him because I had to go deep with him and let him know, man, this is not the right decision to make. Let it go, brother. Let it go for the peace process. You got to go home to your wife and do the right thing. So he agreed with me. And he drove off and he went back home. So before I left, I went back in there and I tried to, you know, process with the other guy and his girl. His girl was so mad. She didn't want to have nothing to do with him the way he had acted all scared and everything. But I say, look here, baby sister, things happen in life. Don't judge that man because, you know, you never know what he was going through. I was just trying to speak up for him a little bit. But at the end of the day, we were able to stop a potential murder from taking place, because I know the guy, that the OG would have killed that guy easily, because homicides are one of the easiest crimes to get away with. So I want you all to know these stories are very true, and we stopped this particular killing on the front end. This is episode number 4. Watch what you say, because it just might cost you one day. And also, I want everybody to subscribe to my YouTube channel, T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardeman, and visit my website, violenceinterrupters.org. Thank you. Peace and blessings to the world. Episode number 4.